Sarah, he'll go in there if he won't see her a minute.
Well, I don't want to bother her.
Oh, no,
I can see her anytime.
No, I'm sure that she's just chatting with them.
And see, she was going to interview me some, and so they said they could go in there, and you know, it's comfortable in there and this in here.
You interview them, not me.
Okay.
How long are you going to be here?
Well, I'm going to be here for at least another day, for certain.
I thought it'd be a week.
And maybe over until Tuesday. I wish I could stay for a long time, but I've got to get on.
I told her as long as she kindly cooked, and if she's here with Miss Mary, that's all right. It's perfectly all right. And if you see anything you need, go out the store and get it. And I told her when she started to leave to tell Miss Mary to give her clean sheets and stuff and let her put it on the bed, and then she can bring them on up there and I'll wash them.
Well, I'm counting on you, Thelma, to make sure that you tell me if I'm getting to be too much of a burden on her.
Okay.
Well,
now, as long as you cook and all, I don't think it'd bother. Do you, Sam?
She'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, she really enjoys people.
And I'm awful glad.
Oh, I'm glad to
have
met you too, sir.
I'm usually over here more often, but I've been off busy and got around.
Well, now, she just came yesterday.
I just came yesterday.
Yesterday evening.
Well, it's not been about 3 days since I've been here.
Oh, well.
I tried to call you the other night when Miss Mary wasn't feeling good at all, and I was going to call you. And I couldn't get you, and I think you'd come over here. But, and then you didn't see no light, and you figured she's up my house.
Yeah. So, I don't want to bother her. I kind of stay for just a minute. No way. I've got to go hunt for some more blind cats.
Can you doctor them yourself?
No, I'm not going to try to do nothing today. I'll get them tomorrow.
How long now? What time is it?
But don't you think she's kind of a rare...
Oh, I definitely do. Well, if Mr. man I work for, he would never have sent me all the way back up here, you know, if he had not felt like it was really important. See, the reason it's been so long is because he always meant to come back himself. And he didn't want anybody else to come up here because he likes Miss Mary so much that he wanted to come himself.
And he'll really be jealous that you stayed all night.
He'll be jealous that I got to stay all night because... they've been after him. They've been telling him, "Well, you got to get that interview finished." And he's like, "Well, I'm going, you know, and everything." But
And really, actually, yeah, I mean, you can just stay right there with her, and if you just get a 30 minutes now and 30 minutes in, you'll finish. But he had to get up and go, and she'd have to do this and that and other, and you can just wait and catch your time, can't you?
Yeah, this is a lot easier, you know.
Yeah.
Just catch her when she can.
And see, she lays down a lot, doesn't she?
Uh-huh.
And see, she'll talk to you when she's laying down.
She's
laying down. Now, yesterday I come in, she was laying down here and she's talking
to
her.
She's talking, and she said she didn't mind just lay down there and talk, because she said that didn't wear her out any, you know,
yeah.
As long as she's just laying down like
that. Well, I'm just glad you're with.
Well, I'm really enjoying it. She's been awful nice to me.
Well, she's nice to
him. Oh, well, Thelma's been awful nice to me. Sarah's been nice to me.
Are you from a town, big town?
Well, right now I'm living in Atlanta, but I grew up in Dalton, which is close to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, you grew up in Tennessee then?
Well, nearly in Tennessee.
Right.
It's way up by the Tennessee line, near into you know, Chattanooga's right on the line, and I grew up right nearly in Tennessee.
Yeah, I noticed you had Chattanooga.
Yeah, I bought my car in Chattanooga, that's why. Yeah, because we always go up there to get everything.
I'd like
everything,
that FBI. Well,
yeah, you might as well, they'll give you a job.
We'll see you, Sam.
Okay.
Now, he noticed everything about me, just like that. We were talking about weather boarding. Oh, now, what about the top of the house?
It had wood shingles to start with, and now they put they put some green stuff on, and then now they've got the... you know, just plain roof.